Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy.
Hey, it's Scotty, Hit 105 social media guy. Pretty disappointing when you were so ready for Neo. He's coming. I just wanted to warn you that when we aren't actually on air, the way that things record means that Neo and Osha in this podcast are actually off mic. Like, their voice is coming through microphones not in front of them, which means that Stav, Abby, and Matt are going to be pretty loud. And then Neo and Osha are going to be pretty quiet. But the conversation they have off air was so good, we had to include it in here. So just a warning, the first few minutes are going to be like a little bit, turn the volume up and down to listen to. And then the normal interview will start and it'll be great. But it's so worth listening to. Enjoy. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hey.
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 Yo.
All right. Energy. I like
Yay.
It.
Yay. Yeah. We've Game got time. You.
I'm
going
to fall asleep.
I know.
How long have you been off the plane?
I got here yesterday. So I got the opportunity to get a little bit of sleep. But you're in there. A couple of days for your body clock to come.
Yeah. And that's over. What musicians love, getting up early for interviews. So thank you.
Nothing better.
Especially breakfast radio. And there's four of us. We'll be doing a test on our names at the end.
Fantastic. I'm going to fail with flying colors. Flying colors, yes.
Okay. How long have we got, Maddie?
We've got the news.
So we're just going to roll the news, mate, and then I believe we'll come straight to you.
Cool deal.
Cool, man.
I'm sitting here suffering through this espresso. Why do people drink this?
Because it's
you
the best
like
in
it?
The world.
No. This is Satan in a cup. What is
it's like we like our coffee hardcore.
Clearly, I'm about to die. It's not. Who doesn't like me here?
It's not that drip filter shit. It's the real deal, man.
This is like gunpowder and turpentine and
what did
Satan
you,
sweat. This is bad. This
what
is
did you ask
bad.
For then?
I just asked for coffee, and then they brought me this little cup. I've never drank an espresso before.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this is a cute little cup. Okay, I guess.
Don't want it too far from a toilet.
Yeah, see, we take our coffee seriously. So if you can ask for like a cappuccino, and that's the one that has milk with like the sprinkles, or you can get a latte.
I probably should have did that.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit more my speed.
I'll probably have to ask this all again, but I was looking forward to the show. I don't know if it's going to be here that your wife is doing on E! Has that started over in the States yet?
No, I think the first show is the 15th.
Oh, yeah. How exciting.
I think that's when it airs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You get to watch her yell at people on TV.
So. Oh, perfect. Isn't that, yeah. That you mean keeping it real in a marriage?
Well, I'm not a part of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
At all. That was one of the things. It's like, hey, listen, if you're going to do this,
that's fine.
Keep
yeah.
away from me. I'm not the reality TV guy. I just, parts of my life, I don't need films.
Yeah.
Unless I'm doing the filming, and that's a whole other conversation we will not have right now. Okay.
Hey!
Private porn.
That espresso is going well for you.
It is. My hands are shaking. I need to run. I don't know where. I just need to run.
Alright, so we're about 2 minutes away.
2 minutes away.
You know what's scary about this is that there's not a lot of it and I can't finish it. I can't do this.
Yeah, it's too strong.
Grit your teeth and open your mouth and put it down your neck. You'll be fine.
Wait a minute, hold on. How about dinner first?
I just Oh, there you are.
Hey, we can see you.
G'day, mate.
You see this Satan in a cup right here?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Who does this really? Why would you do this to your temple? This is ridiculous.
They should have given you a latte.
You got Trump, we got bad coffee.
Bad coffee? We got good coffee, man.
Oh, yeah, see, I find it hard to drink coffee in America.
We definitely have Trump.
Yeah.
Oh. How's his latest one is even better. It's like threatening to pull the network licenses off air. That's just... That's some Central American dictatorship.
I would like to believe that running America is a pretty time-consuming job. That's what I'd like to believe. I don't need the president with enough time to tweet daily. There's got to be something more important you could be doing right now than arguing with Colin Kaepernick on Twitter. Run the country. What are you doing?
Especially when you know he's like writing it and then checking it and, oh, wait a minute, that's too many characters.
I can just completely see the doors of the Oval Office locking. Like, Mr. President, and he's... that'll get him.
What goes on in his DMs? That's what I want to know. What kind of pics are people sending him in his DMs?
I'm assuming a lot of death threats and stuff. Because he's just... No, I can't find one person that likes Donald Trump on any level. Like, TV show sucks, and he sucks as a president. Like, okay, you are not a fan. I'm not a fan. Eminem is not a fan. Did you see that?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. That was amazing.
That was really, really good.
Yeah. Man. That was on Tuesday, so I'm guessing that you weren't at the awards?
I was not, no.
No.
No, no. I wish I would have been able to catch that.
Four and a half minutes. I haven't seen all of it, but I want to,
Interesting, though. Like, it's been a long time since we've had, like, proper political protests from, big music stars. I like it, personally. I think it's great. All the best music comes out of the Republican governments.
All right, here we go, guys.
I'm going to agree with you there, unfortunately.
All right, here we go.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Neo.
Oh, yeah, the man who is playing R&B Friday Live, he's in the studio right now. Neo, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
And he is so awake because we've just given him an Australian espresso and he calls it, what do you call it?
This is Satan in a cup. Okay, if you have never experienced this before, don't, because you might die. This might be my last radio interview.
No.
What's the difference between that and American coffee?
American coffee doesn't hurt. I think that's the main difference right there. This is painful. Yeah. And the cup is so little. It's like, how can something this small
just
hurt
make,
so
but
much?
It makes your hands look so big.
Well, that's true.
There you go. Silver lining. Oh, yeah. You can't die before you perform at R&B Fridays Live. We're so excited about this gig and everyone's going to be there, but we can't wait to see you. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be super awesome. I've been telling people all week, this is the kind of show that if I wasn't a part of it, I'd have to come see. I'd have to get a ticket. Mm. And I like the fact that it's like kind of like a high school reunion with some of these guys. Like people I haven't seen in years. Like, oh my God, you got so thin. Oh, you didn't. I'm kidding.
Who are you talking about now?
Nobody. I'm joking.
Happily married now.
Do not talk about not get me in trouble.
Kelly Rowland, wasn't it? Are you saying Kelly Rowland?
Hey.
You can get the fat man scoop. You can get away with that.
Kelly Rowland is a fellow Libra like myself, so okay. I would not dare talk bad about
it. Is it the sort of thing though, Neo, where because you're all such great friends, you would say, oh look, I'm on in 45 minutes. Can you come on and do some BVs on this track with me?
If that was at all possible, yeah. I mean, I would for anybody that asked me. I can't speak for anybody else. But yeah, I think it's that kind of connection with a few of these people. Yeah, Christina Milian and I were actually on the same flight coming over.
All right.
It just blew our minds how long it's been since we've actually seen each other face to face.
So that was a good thing, though? Because, you know, sometimes you get caught on a flight with people and you're like,
how about that NFL? I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah, I'm just going to the bathroom.
For 14 hours.
Pretty much the whole flight. Just stay in the bathroom, yeah. No. Christina's a really good friend. Kelly Rowland's a really, really good friend. Sean Paul, I haven't seen in forever. Craig David, I haven't seen in forever. He got big, like yoked.
Yeah, working really? Out. Like,
he's a big, strong dude. I would not ever want to fight him.
Yeah. You wanted to beforehand?
I did at one point. I'm kidding. Totally wanted to have a fist fight with Craig David at one point in my life. No, I didn't.
But your hometown is Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yes, is where I was raised. Created the man you see before. Well, actually, you don't see me because this is radio. Vegas. I was talking about the people listening.
Good point.
Can they see me? They can't see this happening here?
No, they
can't.
Stop doing that with your hands.
No.
On the internet later they will. But, I mean, horrendous what happened there. You know, you had been in touch with a lot of friends after the shooting a few weeks ago?
Yeah, no, I spoke to all of my people. Everybody's good. But that was crazy, man. Like, man, it's insane. I don't even know what to really say about it, other than, you know, my heart goes out to the people that lost family and friends. Man, it's just, I guess they're still trying to figure out exactly what the cause of it was, and why this guy would even just haul off and do that. You know, they spoke to his brother, and his brother was like, he's not even that guy.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. It hurt.
As someone who plays gigs a lot, as someone who's like always in front of crowds, does that ever cross your mind that someone in the crowd might have a weapon on?
No, because normally, normally security is always on point, making sure that there's no weapons in the building.
Yeah.
But that was like they were outside, and the guy, you know, coward, was shooting from a building on the other side of the street. Like, there's really not much you can do to prep for something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was crazy.
We were talking before. I know that you couldn't go because you were on the way over here to go to the award show that Eminem rapped about Trump. Are you a fan of that?
I am a fan of anyone rapping negatively about Trump, be it Eminem or Oprah. Oprah's verse is coming next. I feel like if anybody, Eminem, because Eminem is a guy that, like, I feel like you can never win an argument with Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, he's so much passion. Even if he's wrong, you're going to go, you know what? Okay, just stop yelling at me. Just don't yell at me anymore. Pouty face.
Neo, I used to do a night show 10 years ago, and I remember when you were releasing Closer and all those songs and everything.
Yeah.
Now you're married, you've got a 6-year-old son, is that right?
I have a 5-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old daughter, 6-year-old son, and a 1-year-old son.
Wow.
Whoa, busy man.
No one gets tired.
I got 3 of them, yeah.
You look the same age though. What are you drinking? Well, like, what's going on? You a vampire?
Not espressos, we've just learned.
Not this stuff. you know what? I just recently went vegan. I've been doing it for about almost 3 months now, and all of the rumors are true. Your skin really clears up.
You become a wanker?
I've got tendonitis in both knees. I am a bit of a jerk now. I completely think I'm better than everybody I meet. Yeah, it's all true.
Wait till the CrossFit starts, Neo.
Oh, here we go. Let's do it.
Then it's on.
How is your wife going with that? Because I'm so excited that she's going to be on a reality show coming up, and I know that you said you didn't want to be a part of it. Mm. Yeah, the Platinum Life.
No reality TV for me. I'm just not. I don't think I'm cut out for reality TV. I'm a little too real for reality TV. You know, I don't know how to hold my tongue in regard to certain things, especially if it's something that's, you know, my family or my life. Is like, you're not gonna. How about here? You say no. I'm not gonna say that. You know, that's not for me.
Because she was saying that she wants to do a whole lot of cooking. Like, that's her main thing. She loves doing new recipes.
She is
you.
A chef. She is a chef, and we went vegan together,
okay.
And she's learning all of these great vegan recipes. So I'm in a good way. I'm great. Yeah, I'm in a really good way.
Well, look, I love you. I'd love to sit here and chat for another 20 minutes. We're gonna play some music and let you go and do all your other interviews. But I'm looking forward to you still drinking even though you're vegan?
I am definitely. So here's the thing: most alcohol is actually vegan. There's not a lot of animal in alcohol. Who knew?
Yes.
Who knew?
Yes.
There's going to be a big
pork
party
in
then,
vodka. Maddie. Who knew? I did not know.
21st of October, right here in Brisbane, our R&B Friday Live. Let's catch up and have a drink backstage.
21st of October, that is 18, 19, 20, 21. That is 3 days after my birthday, which means I'll probably already be drunk. But it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Can't wait to see you perform.
Good to know. All right. Neo, thanks for hanging out, buddy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Peace and love, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Backchat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.